Shlomo Weisbart.
Therefore, a person who's got a beggar which is clean, even so, one shouldn't wet it. Shouldn't wet it, wet. So the shadow was, we spoke about yesterday, rain, so the shadow was water that spills on a tablecloth, and you want to move the water off the tablecloth with a knife. So here's the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is in, it's a bi'aloch actually, in Shin Chav Sifyut Ches. Shin Chav Sifyut Ches. So the bi'aloch says over here, the Shin Chav Sifyut Ches.
Something
is clean. Can it clean? Something is clean. Can it clean? More like clean. Here's your question, mate. They're asking on Rabbeinu Tam. What's the time? You've got a garment that's clean. What's asking? I don't know if it's true. I'm not sure. Every beggar in the stomach has got a bit of dirt there.
It's going
to
be cleaner than clean?
Yeah. But cleaner gets worn. It's been worn a bit, the mate. I can't believe it. You're right. Maybe it's fresh off the washing machine you put it in. Maybe. But most garments you're wearing, even though they're clean, the mites of water might help it. So the Bi'alocha we in Shein Chav Sif Yud Ches, very interesting Bi'alocha. The Bi'alocha brings, the Taz says, in Maim Yain Lovon Nishpach Alamapo, if water or white wine fell onto a tablecloth, also Ligra Afid Basakin, you mustn't scrape it off with a knife. To have a machabis. Now it's not clear what his kavon is. One of the shots the Mishnah wants to bring in is that the reason why it's osser, extra sweet under the mime, ash emikach is a ligro, the way it's a greater shore, it's a shock in the earth, and it's lacking a mapa mokum. Even so, shekaz would be called mokum. Sorry, where is it here? Maybe the void is the water which moves along there. That soaking is a kibbutz. He's not happy. He's not sure. The Ma'aseh, the Mishnah Berurah says. The Ma'aseh says since Roy Poskim holds that Ikadin, a clean beggar, is not osa, and you're not machaven here to clean the tablecloth, we can allow you to do that. He's not so happy with this. The Ma'aseh, it could be Le'esav Tzorech one is maker. It's not a posh to head to this one. I must tell you, it's not posh. His son's got no one else. We said yesterday, the best thing to use is maybe serviettes or whatever. Put serviettes on, absorb the water, and then throw them away. If one hasn't got that availability, then one could take a knife and scrape off. That was number one we spoke about yesterday. Number two that we spoke about yesterday was also very interesting, about a piece of cloth over the faucet. Yeah, the Lechera, that we said was Lechera problematic. Because what's happening is that you're doing water. Water's going through the baguette. You're cleaning your baguette. So even though it's a clean baguette, but water running through it is problematic.
Dirty.
It's not really dirty water. It's coming out of your tap.
It has to be clean.
First of all, a lot of people put water these things on their faucets, even where the Moshlon paste that people put on. The mice, hopefully the water's clean. You're right. If you've got insects and you've got a serious problem with marketing, then you've got a problem with boiler maybe. So we're talking about the water's basically clean, yeah? And even so, you want to be extra hygienic. So that's what you're doing it for. So there's no problem with marake because really the water's drinkable. The problem is now, if you've got a problem over here with your getting wet. So this is a machaba actually in Shin Yud Tes, actually. In Shin Yud Tes, see if you know what it is. So in Shin Yud, you're allowed to sun in through a mishmeres water. So it's clear in the halacha there that you're allowed to do it. Says the Bi'a Loch over here, Mishmeres mashma deloy shlai boi limon. It looks like from over here that if you use this mishmeres, which is a designated, like a sieve or something like that is allowed. But I'm not going to have wrong Bi'a Grosh, Yerikwa Tamadovo, I'm Mishnah Berurah, something the Hakim was saying, and he says, Lechera, why is it not a problem of kibbutz? The mice you're washing this beggar over here. So he says, you have to come onto this territory over here, what I'm going to tell you. That very chiddush actually. Shemoyis is about Tosha Shabbos. That after day azu, much of the sun and mind through the mishmeres, kibbutz you osu lekach. Since it's made for that purpose, it's not made to be a beggar. It's made just for acting as like a sieve to clean the water. Ayin Shomatam, he says over here, the reason is that the whole vault of washing a beggar is when you're doing it to clean it, you've got some purpose of cleaning it. Here, this beggar, no one's got a purpose of cleaning this beggar. That's not what you're doing it for. And therefore, it's mufka from the Issa, Chiddush, and therefore it's allowed to have this mishmeres on your water tap, which is no problem. That's what we said yesterday. Okay. Moving on to contact lenses, I tell you, I never thought... Before I preferred a while ago this year. I mean, it wasn't this year, I learned it a while ago. Is it, first of all, let's think, if anyone thinks, what could be a problem with contact lenses on Shabbos? Let me just show you something over here. There's two sorts of places a person can put contact lenses in. A person takes out his contact lenses in the night, and he puts them either in this container over here, a bit of liquid inside, or he puts it in this one over here. It's a container, there's water inside, solution inside here. This opens up. put the contact lens in, close it, stick it in. When you take it out, you open it up and you take the contact lens out. And anyone think, what might be a problem that you would have thought? If any problem that might be, what problem would you have thought it should be? What?
Boira.
Any problem over here, okay, the first one, the chair is not boira.
What's the boira here?
It's a keli.
You take the lenses out of
this. You take this out of the water. This
that's
is a keli.
But
so you mustn't use a keli. You mustn't use for boira. You mustn't use a keli.
Yeah,
the person puts through a sieve, lemoshel. The person puts through a sieve, flour with a bit of some stone or whatever. They puts, let's say, I don't know, something in with stones in. He wants the flour to go through, and he wants the stones to stay on top. He wants that. Yeah, he wants that. The mice is also boira keli. So the chayyur, if any problem would have been over here, you would have asked me, I would have thought to be buried. Yeah.
They put it through the sieve. Like a fork. Like you're
allowed
to be buried with a fork.
This is the keli yuchad. This verse, my friend, a fork.
It's attached to that. You can't get out without it.
My friend, you're right what you're saying. But a fork is much if you could use your hands for this. Try and get this contact lens out of this thing with your fingers. It's very, very difficult. This keli.
I container and I barely even get my fingers in there.
I'm saying, okay, but I'm saying this really ancient contact lens is very slippery. It's very hard to get hold of.
You're pushing this wrong, actually. You're pushing with a sieve of stones. You put flour. You want the flour, you don't want the stones. So therefore, the sieve is holding back the stones. Here, the sieve is holding. You want to do something. You want the lenses.
That's a big question. What's called? Even the other way around, let's say you've got something. I don't know, let's say you've got nuts and raisins going through a sieve, and you want whatever stays on top. But use a sieve. You mustn't use a KM Yuchan Shabbos. It's also, even if you want that bit which stays on top. Gerada, we hold the one that's moving is the one that you have to look at. But the Meister, you mustn't use a KM Yuchan. You must not use a designated KM on Shabbos for Boira. Whatever it is, whatever you want.
Can you open it upside down?
Maybe, that would be well. I said, no one does that.
Solution
of four out. You're a problem. The Meister, the Poskim says it's not Boira, it's not Merakit. Either Pshat is that the lens is visible by itself and therefore it's not called Mu'uruv, or the bit of liquid that surrounds it is not substantial enough to be called it Mu'uruv. I don't know, I must say that I find a Chiddush, but the Meister, the Poskim take on, there's no Issa of taking it out. What the Poskim are done on is very, very interesting actually, and here the Aruch HaShav is actually Machmir. He was the one. He made a big tumble about this. He was busy with Vosner and Eliashiv. The Rechshav's got a very interesting time. We spoke about at the beginning that leather, even though leather has got no issue to soak it in water, we said, means a beged mustn't be soaked in water. If it's dirty, certainly, and even if it's clean, according to Rabbein Tam, mustn't do it. But let's talk about a dirty beged. You mustn't soak it in water. Can you soak leather in dirty water? The answer is you can. Because we said that soaking leather in dirty water is not really a cleaning, enough cleaning. It doesn't really clean it well enough. Leather, the way leather works is you have to rub it. So unless you rub leather with water, you're not over libum. Says some of the poskim over here, very interesting, all right, people put these contact lenses into solution. Normally, the solution is that you have is like a disinfectant. It's like, I forgot what the name is. I wanted to ask an optician. Funny, I looked around. I was around before I came here. I asked a few people. I met one person only without glasses. Everyone I seemed to see was wearing glasses. So I asked him if he wears contact lenses. He said he doesn't actually. So he's completely free. It seems, I don't know, maybe by men it's not so common, contact lenses. I don't know. Maybe the people I associate with, it's not so common. But the Meister, what you do is with contact lenses is you officially, every night, you're meant to put it into a solution. I just read you out what they say over here. Manufacturers instruct, they were talking about there's two sorts of contact lenses. Yeah, there's hard and there's soft. A hard lens is the Meister not the shy at all. That come out, all the, everyone, as far as I know, says there's no problem at all. A hard lens is like a piece of plastic, hard plastic. And therefore, there's no shy at all whatsoever in Malawi, believe it or not. A soft lens, let me say what they say. Manufacturers instruct soft contact lens wearers to soak their lenses regularly in disinfecting solution in order to rid them of built up dirt or tears which contain microscopic germs that are absorbed into the lenses. There's dirt inside those lenses. The water cleans out that dirt.
But it's also plastic. Even the soft lens is still plastic.
Oh, but then it might be like leather, yeah?
Well, no, it's not plastic.
Oh, tears also produce certain proteins which eventually build on lenses and may cloud them if not cleared on a regular basis. Says Aruch HaShabbos, the Chayre, he's mesupuk, believe it or not, whether a soft contact lens is like a beged. Because it absorbs so much water, it's very absorbent, very, very absorbent. It says over here that it absorbs a lot of liquid. Yeah, a lens, he says. I'm at the back of him, but the Maaseh, that's what he says. He says a lens, a soft lens, absorbs a very amount of liquid. Therefore, he's not sure whether it's like a beged. If that would be like a beged, it would be probably put it in this strong solution. And any time, even if it's like leather, the whole idea of leather is that you need to scrub it to get rid of the dirt. Here, this solution does the same thing. So lechori is tying on a soft lens to put it in this solution is the same as melabim.
Even though it's not dirty, it's microscopic.
Oh, so on this we'll come to this point. Okay, lemaisa, that is still dirty. Lemaisa, the opticians say you should clean it. It's dirt which is bad for your eye. It's not healthy to leave that dirt in the contact lens.
No, not dirty in the contact
lens.
What?
That's not dirty in the concept of
pupils. Oh, so I must tell you, the others who disagree with Orach HaShabbos and Rabbi Yashar, Rabbi Osnab, also Machman, they time, they bring an Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer says, I think it's a Tosefta, he's got a Tosefta, which compares, I think, Malabi to Tzavea. And he says it has to be recognizable to the eye. The dirt has to be recognizable as dirt. If the dirt is not recognizable, that is not called dirt. That's not Avnei Nezer Malabi. It's a Chiddush, actually, yeah? Mm-hmm. The Maaseh, other possible disagree. I must say that Avnei Nezer's got a Raya, which I don't understand what the Raya is. The Raya they bring. Nezer brings a raya. I might be understand this raya. Nezer brings a raya from, in certain cases, one can kasher a keli on Yom Tov. In certain hechatims, we're allowed to do it. So you ask, chayra, are you got belias inside the keli? When you take out, when you do kashering, you're bringing out those belias. You're taking out those absorptions. That's like cleaning the keli. So each time, the chayra will actually be also to do. So it says, Nezer from there, the fact is that you see any dirt which is not visible to the eye is not called dirt. I don't understand, the keli is a hard surface, it's not absorbent at all, it doesn't really absorb, it's nothing really what's there. I can't understand what the right, I'm sure Nezer speaks about this, didn't look up the Shulchan Nezer, but the Maaseh, Nezer holds no problem. Other possible disagree with this, and you see that Orach HaShabbos is not going with this, he's taking on that this is a serious problem. And he is actually machmir the Orach HaShabbos. Orach HaShabbos time is, it's a problem, he brings over here, well, what's the soft? In which case, soft that you kasher?
No, they don't need to use these.
What?
No, they just used to use these leather pouches or
whatever. Kasher them on the soft, you kasher. Maybe, I don't know. You're saying it could be a soft keli. Maybe. So the Maaseh, he says over here, what's his name, the Orach HaShabbos. Just going to find it. Very interesting thing. Can't find it, where's it gone? Sif Mem. Ein lishrois adoshois magarakas benozon nikui. The person should not soak contact lenses in a strong solution. And as I understand it, there's two sorts of solutions that a person can use. There's a disinfectant solution, which is advertised on a bottle as disinfectant. There's another one called like saline. It's just like water, basically. Maybe
it's
what?
Keep it moist.
Just keep it moist. That's a different strong reason. That's not cleaning. That's preserving it, making it like a moisturizer. It's making it, keeping it, its softness. But it's not actually cleaning it. So he says over here, Ein nishrois adoshois magarakas benozon nikui. Person should not soak his contact lenses in this liquid, which is a disinfectant. Oyber nosel shriyashim uruboy nosel nikui. Commotion is bad. El sifu aleph. Or mutzani shroisam men nosel shriyashloim uruboy nosel nikui. A person can soak it though in a solution which has got no cleansing agent whatsoever. So he is machalic, actually very interesting. He is machalic between a cleansing agent and not. It means a normal, again, I'm talking about hard lenses are no problem. He says that quite clearly. In the back, he's got a tshuva from Rav Vosner and from Rav Yashuv. They both held it was a problem. Rav Vosner originally didn't hold it, and it was chosen to him. He says he agrees that lechera is a problem. And he says that a hard lens is no problem whatsoever because it doesn't absorb anything. There's nothing, it doesn't absorb anything. It doesn't get cleaned in that way. There's no problem at all. A soft lens, so he makes a distinction now between a solution which cleans, and that it's got a disinfectant, it's got a koyak to clean, that he times melabin. You're cleaning off the bacteria, and that's quite clear. They time it. I asked an optician a while ago, I mean, would you advise the people to use duff with a disinfectant, or could you use other ones without disinfectant? What would you advise? He said to me, he asked a very tricky question, he said to me, but he said, according to the law of the land, I will be obligated to tell you that you have to use one with a disinfectant. because they've done, according to them, it can be a danger. It, practically speaking, I don't know, he says, but I'm just telling you, what the law tells me to tell everyone is that they must put it in disinfectant to clean it off. It can be dangerous. It can be dangerous if it's not cleaned properly. So therefore, their times, he times it's called cleaning. It's definitely called a cleaning thing. It's an act which is cleaning it, and that's what they recommend you do to make it put, to be able to put it in your eye. So therefore, he ties, that's melabin. He says it's either like an oil, it's definitely like leather at least. It's highly ties, it's more absorbent than leather. And he's got a chashash, it might be like a beget, which makes even the soap could be a problem. But the mice, he looks like he's lenient on that part. He wants to take on his light leather. So a strong disinfectant shouldn't be used. But a weaker, just plain water, the basic lotion, the basic solution that would be allowed to be used. The Kiddush. Others disagree with this. I think a lot of other possums disagree with this. I didn't look out this time. As far as I remember, the Shmir Shabbos, but you have to know what he was talking about. I don't know if in originally when it came out, was it only hard lenses or has it always been soft lenses as well? Does anyone know? I don't know. Shmir Shabbos, as far as I remember, he was making with contact lenses. So whether he was talking about Dafka only hard ones, I don't know. But the Maaseh al Zecher Poskim nowadays would definitely take on that. The Maaseh one could take on that is Amnei Nezer. And one can assume, one can take on that it's not called Malabin Ribat, it's not nicker to the eye, it's not recognizable to a person that it's cleaning anything. It looks like a perfectly clean solution, lens. I mean, even though I say they do recommend it has to be cleaned, the thing, it's fact they say it can be dangerous. If a person doesn't clean it, it can be dangerous. So it's definitely recommended, one has to clean it. The shy is whether the water's enough or the solution's enough. And then even if you say you need a solution, the other person can tell you that the solution, but you can't recognize the dirt there, that's not a problem of Malabin. Yeah, rubbing could be worse as well, because if it's light leather, rubbing it afterwards is the chur worse. Hard ones is no problem at all. The soft ones, yeah, the chur, that could be problematic. Unless you learn like Islamism, it's not called libum, because it's not visible. So according to the earth, Shabbos the chur, who I did to rub it will be a problem. Just like soaking it in this water will be a problem, and the solution will be a problem, which disinfects it is a problem. Who I did to rub it is a problem.
Even the
chur, yeah, that also probably cleans it to a bit to a certain degree, unless it's just doing the outer surface. But yeah, one has to know. I spoke to someone today. I mean, I said when I spoke to this person today about Boyer, it's into what he told me. He said to me, look at my eye carefully. I can't believe this actually. He said, oh, let me get it right. Yes, he said one lens is brown and one lens is blue.
What does that mean?
Do you know what that means? Brown and blue? Moedig Chachmo, he said. Brown, the second letter of brown is R, the right hand, the right side. The blue one is left. Second letter is L, is left. I looked in his eye, it's like very interesting actually. You can see one of it, I couldn't see one. The contact lens, which was blue, I could actually see. It was a bit out. The brown one, I couldn't see actually in his eye. It was very interesting. So that, he told him, it's a boiler, I don't think it's a problem anyway, because it's recognizable. I'm not sure. Am I saying it's a boiler? We're saying there's no problem. For whatever reason, it's boiler, Morocco, it's not a problem either, because it's not called Taruvus, or because it's, whatever it is, it's not called a problem. With regards to cleaning in this solution, it depends. A hard one is no problem whatsoever. A soft one, the Orcha Shabbos is Machmeh on the disinfectant lotion, and others hold that there's no problem because it's not called Malabin. It's not recognizable at all, the dirt there. There's no issue of Malabin whatsoever. All right, Rabbi Zach.
Sita. Doing that.